I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, a great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language saying people is all illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. Starts on Monday, 8th of November to Thursday, 25th November 2021. It airs from Monday to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 5 p.m. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
Hello, Lagos. Good evening. It's 4:35 at the moment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and it's time for our next round of 16 match. Let's meet the debaters. Our first debater is an SS3 student at AOCOED. Is that how it's pronounced?
Oh, it is.
Oh, okay. International school. He's 14 years old.
16
years old. My apologies. So he's 16 years old, and his name is Timileyin Paul Bolaji. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
All right. Our second debater is 11 years old. I've been shouting this one since because, oh, I'm so stunned. He's in class 8 at Bijamik Private Schools, Ebuka Timothy Ebule. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
All right. The contestants know the rules, but for you who's just tuning in, these are the rules. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You will each first get 2 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. I will judge both based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, you already know your topic. States should have their own police force. States should have their own police force. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got two pieces of paper in my hand. One of you will choose supporting and one of you will choose opposing. Let the locks decide that. Let the fates decide who will start first.
Opposing.
All right. Looks like this chair always drafts opposing. I don't know why. All right, then.
Supporting.
So we have opposing on one side and supporting on the other. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then the motion opposer.
Good day, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debaters, my fellow students, viewers and listeners at home. My name is Ebule Timothy and I'm here to support the motion which says states should have their own police. What is a state police? It is a policing that is maintained and managed by the state government. Now, should states have their own police force? Of course, yes, and here are my reasons. Firstly, decision making. The state governor will appoint the commissioner of police, which means that the commissioner of police will receive instructions from the state governor, which will enable them to make decisions on the spot, which will reduce the loss of lives and properties, which is not the case with the federal police because they have to wait for instructions to come from Abuja. Secondly, security. The state police will confine criminals to their route, which will reduce crime rates. Or does my opponent want to tell me that he's not aware of the bloodshed literally flowing in the streets of Abuja and other places? Or does he not know that the fear of Boko Haram is now the beginning of wisdom? Not to talk of the killing and armed robbery across the 6th geopolitical zone. That I leave for my opponent to ponder on. Thirdly, understanding the locality. The state police will employ people that are familiar with the environment, which will make crime fighting easier. Unlike employing a total stranger who doesn't really understand the environment. Thirdly, finance. with state police, state will finance their security agencies, which will reduce the cost at federal level. Lastly, trust. The state police will encourage trust and friendship because it will be made up of people already known in the environment. With all these points of mind, I hope I'm able to unveil to you, but not to put you in the set of perplexity, that state should have their own police force. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Woo! Let's now come to Bolaji Timiyipo.
How old is the Nigerian police? The Nigerian police is 201 years. What has the Nigerian police of 201 years done? Have you seen the cases of nepotism, ethnicism, and different cases arising in Nigeria? Do you know that Ralph Aregbesola, the governor of Osun State, said that financing state police is a capital intensive project? Do you know that state policing could bring in regionalistic bias and ethnic partiality in the country when the police want to favor people from its indigenous areas and places instead of dishing out justice impartiality? What has this thing done for us? Everything in Nigeria is now the state police. State policing could bring about different cases of bias when the police people want to favor people from their own places instead of dishing out justice impartiality. Cases of states like Yobe, Taraba, and Osun State, they lack government funds. So when there's lack of government funds to supply ammunition and this thing, do you know that the ability to repel them off will be hard because of the state policing. When the state does not have enough funds to fund the state police, there will not be enough funds to buy ammunition and different equipment to repel the criminals in the state police off. I hope I'll be able to convince you and not confuse you that states should not have their own police force in Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Our first debater is an SS3 student at AOCOED International School, 16 years old, Timileyin Paul Bolaji. That's the person whose voice you just heard. There was a random raffle draw, and he chose to oppose that states should have their own police force. Our second debater is 11 years old. He's in class 8 at Bejamik Private Schools, Ebuka Timothy Ebule. And you heard him support states having their own police force. If you missed the first round, the presentation round, well, you are here in time for the rebuttal round. And this time, the rebuttal round will go, of course, to the opposer. So, Bolaji, the time is yours.
My opponent, my co-debater said, yeah, understanding the locality. How will state police understand the locality? Let's look at a case of states. Let's look at the state of now Nigeria. Nigeria approves state policing in Nigeria. A police officer wants to favor people from his environment. How does he understand the locality? Yes, he may know it's different. He may know the places in the locality. But a case of when two criminals commit an offense, one from his locality and another from another indigenous area, how will he dish out justice impartially? My opponent also talked about financing. How will state police finance, how will the government finance state policing? We'll look at the cases. Let's look at financing in Nigeria. Nigeria, we lack different funds, borrowing here and there. How will we be able to finance? Osun State, Yobe State, Taraba State all depend on government funds for state policing. Now, government supply funds to them. What if there is no finance for them? What will happen in the country? What if there's no finance for them to enable the state policing to come to pass? That means lack of ammunition will be there. There's going to be no equipment to repel the criminals off. He talked about the commissioner of police. Don't you know that Nigeria? Don't you see the case of what is happening in Nigeria? Look at if a state police if the state policing issue is implemented, let's look at the case of the governor having a set of police in his own domain, only him. He's going to implement, like, that's what I'm talking. There's going to be different, like, the government want to use him. There's going to be veto power. He's going to use it to oppress. Like, let's look at the case of APC and PDP. The APC, with their government and the state policy, he wants to oppress the people of PDP using the state police, which will be then after there's going to be. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Ebuka, the floor is yours.
My opponent mentioned that the state police will oppress the people. Tell me, what is the main function of the police? Is it not to prosecute and arrest those who offend the law? Secondly, how would they be able to manage fund in the police? Tell me also, if the crime rate is not higher than the fund that they will use to manage the police. So, the state has also been contributing to managing the federal police, so it wouldn't be any problem for them to contribute to manage their own state police. Thirdly, you also mentioned that they'll be able, that what if there are two criminals and one is not in the indigenous locality? Well, the state police will be able to contact the other state where the criminal ran to, and they'll be able to confine the criminals and prosecute the criminals. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Well done. Now, you didn't use up your 2 minutes. Neither of you used up your 2 minutes in the rebuttal round. But I think that just makes my job easy for me. And it gives us a quicker time to go through the points as soon as possible and, of course, announce who the winner is. But Lagos, you've heard from two of our contestants today. And we wonder what you think. But unlike we did yesterday, we're not going to take any calls until our guests have left the studio. We simply want to go straight to announcing who has won this round and who has lost this round. So let's take a look at the presentation round. If you just tuned in, I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S. Ezekwesili. And we have two young men who are debating today for a chance to win 1 million naira on the 25th of November, 2021. So let's take a look at the presentation points that you've made today. In presentation, Bolaji Timilehin Paul made 2 points, while Ebuka Timothy Ebule made 5 points. During rebuttal, Bolaji Timilehin Paul made 2 points, while Ebuka Timothy Ebule made 1 point. As far as eloquence is concerned, Bolaji Timilehin Paul scored 3 and Ebuka Timothy Ebule scored 5, which means that Ebuka wins this round with 11 points. Ebuka, congratulations.
Thank you.
And well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. Now we've got gifts, courtesy Nigeria Info. Gifts, courtesy Nigeria Info. So thank you for your time today. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy lives, very busy schedules, and coming into the studio to share your brilliance with us. Thank you so much, Ebuka. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Congratulations. You did an amazing job. Paul, well done. We're looking forward to doing this with you again when we have another edition of the I Beg to Differ tournament. Ebuka, we're going to let you know by Thursday who you'll be facing next week. We'll let you know what day next week you'll be debating. We'll also let you know what topic and what time you'll be debating next week. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Lagos. That's it. That's it. Now we can come to you because I'm sure you have lots of things to say. So let's hear it, okay? 0700-993-993-993 for men. 01465-71904 for women. 0700-993-993 for men. 01465-71904. We have lots of people saying congratulations to Ibuka. Lots of people are talking about Paul's confidence, but saying, well done, it's not easy. Well, thank you for your kind words. Obinna is in Mowe. Obinna, thank you very much for calling us.
All right, thank you very much. Sandra, I want them. I'm very, very grateful for this move to Ghana. This is like they're catching them young.
Yes.
I'm very, very impressed. I'm very, very proud. I want to be a bit emotional and somehow tribalistic.
Okay.
I see that yesterday the children are all Igbos, today Igbo children. I'm so proud of these children. Nigeria should give Igbos a right place of place for Nigeria to be better. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, Bolaji Timileyin Paul is not Igbo, but thank you for calling. We've got a first-time caller from Shomolu on the show. Her name is Chinenye. Chinenye, welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I just wanted to encourage you and thank you for the effort you're putting into this debate for the young ones.
Hmm.
But I particularly want to applaud the young man who debated for state policing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
I am so impressed by his presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
All right.
So thank you.
Chinenye, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We've got Bright on the line. Hi, Bright. Good to have you on the show.
Good evening, Sandra. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, it's well, Sandra.
Work is fine. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I enjoy your program, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
And for the sake of Ibuka, I want to know if the... Ibuka is supporting
the motion. He supported the motion.
Okay, Sandra.
Mm.
And I want to make a point on that face. Those first two contestants, the first two.
The what? The first two?
Yeah, the first.
You want to know who won?
No, I want to make a point.
Okay, what's the point?
Okay. Yeah, we can see that the person who supports the motion, you can see how the government makes it very, very difficult for him to answer the question during the reporting.
Okay.
So, Sandra, I want to take this opportunity to do this very well. You are doing very well for them.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Bright, for calling. Shade is the last call we'll take. Hi, Shade.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Mm. I just got to say, first, I want to encourage Bolaji to keep it up. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but he'll definitely get better. And I want to say, since yesterday, I have been cheesing and clapping like, oh my gosh, I was not this good at that age. and Ibuka just, he wowed me.
I
was like, he is so cocky. Like, oh my God.
Yes.
He was like, are you trying to tell me you don't know this? I was like, I don't know that.
I used to see him. He's so tiny. Like, I'm like, okay, tell him. You tell him.
I was like, oh, this is brilliant. I got to say, when you said you're doing this debate, I was like, oh, gosh. Most of the kids I meet don't know how to talk. But I am glad to see that we do have people,
mm-hmm.
young kids, that know how to talk, and mm-hmm. they will make Nigeria proud.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. It's a good thing. Thank you for doing this, and keep it up.
Thank you so much, Shadi, for calling. We have a message here that says, listening to Ibuka made me hold myself. All right, let's take a break.